In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. So, tomorrow I think that is the last liturgy. We're going to pray together because Friday I think there is no liturgy for you. It's for the seniors. That's why we're going to, tomorrow we're going to be the last liturgy. We're going to pray together. I enjoy it a lot to pray together with the angels. This is what I'm enjoying, actually. I'm enjoying. So, the first day we talked about, you remember? On Monday morning, what we talked about?
Fasting.
Yes. About what about fasting?
Virtue.
Virtue. Virtue. Yes, I asked, yes. Very good. So I asked the first day what the meaning of virtue, and you answered the day after. Yes. What else?
On Monday we learned as well the treasure.
The treasure too, exactly. So we know about, we learn about fasting, what we should do and how to prepare ourselves for fasting and what we should do during fasting. The second thing that we already learned about treasures, very good. And also too, we asked the question about virtue. So what is exactly the meaning of virtue? And we knew about the virtue now. As the second day yesterday, what we learned? Huh? This very thing's very important. Huh? Yes.
What to say after you said, I forgot what it was, but we're supposed to,
Okay, so remember, you remember the words, like what we learned yesterday in the matin. So we pray this in the matin. The matin is a little bit different in during fasting, right? Yes, Adam.
As well, there were on special days we do like different stuff, like you already told us what that we close all the lights and curtains.
So we turn off the lights. We close also the curtain, and after that we say Abuna is saying something different. You remember Eklinomen Taronata, which is like bow your knees, and we answer him what? Pipanto Creator. Exactly. Very good. So we learned also we do it three times, okay? We bow three times and we answer after Abuna the three times. And after that, we pray the supplications and we ask his mercy. Why we turn off the light and we close the curtain? It's different. We just Abuna opened already in the beginning of the matin. He opened already the curtain and he opened the light also to turn on the light. Why he again come back in like after 10, 15 minutes, he closed again the curtain. Yeah, someone else. I remember from yesterday. Yes, Michael. You forgot. It's okay. Huh?
Because we didn't have any salvation during the Old Testament, but after when we opened the curtains, it's like we're back in the New Testament, so then we're able to get eternal life.
Like when you like when the curtains is closed, it's like heaven's closed because Adam and Eve lost their eternal life because they ate the fruit of knowledge, and then when God died, it's him opening the gates again. He takes everybody from Hades and go, yeah.
Perfect, amazing. You know everything. Very good. So today we're gonna talk about. Quickly go through the weeks of the Great Lent. The first week is? Yes? Yes, it's a treasure. Okay, so first week is? All together. First week is?
Treasure.
Perfect. You have, and we have also too, we have to learn every single week something different. So for example, you said before yesterday, the treasures, what are the treasures? Like what? Huh? You already answered that before yesterday, the treasures. What are the treasures? Yes.
When you do good deeds in heaven, you'll have a very nice place for your afterlife.
Okay, perfect. What are the treasures? Yes.
Like the treasure is one of them is God, first of all, because like what she said, when you do good deeds, you will be rewarded in heaven.
Okay, Treasures. Okay. What else are the treasures? Yes.
Huh. When you say treasure, you don't mean like money.
Sure. It's not a money. It's not a diamond. It's not gold. Yeah, Paul.
Heaven.
Yes. Treasure in the heaven. Yes. Perfect. So we learned the first week the treasures, that the good deed, that we are more to be close, more close to God. It's something very important to this have to gain treasures in heaven. To do a lot of things good, to pray to God, it's a treasure too. Okay? The second week in the great land is what? Second week, someone, yes.
The 40 days that Jesus fasted.
Temptation. Oh, wow. Shh. Stop talking. Stop talking. Temptation. So I said, we have to learn every week something different. So the first week, it was a treasure, and we know that what are the treasures. The second week, temptation. What we learn from the second week. Jesus Christ was tempted by devil. Okay, what I should learn from that. Huh. Yes, Maria.
Jesus was like showing us an example of what we should do when tempted.
Very good. So Jesus show us also too that what we should do when the devil is tempted us. Okay, what else? Huh.
When the devil is tempting us, we should do this on the cross. Should fast and to keep our faith.
Okay.
Huh. Pray Jesus prayer.
Like start praying more, because like the more you pray, like Satan won't be able to come tempt you because you know you're praying.
Okay. What else? Okay, well, the boys.
I have a question.
It's not a question. I need to answer first my question. Okay, before say that any question. Okay? Keep your question for now.
That you have to have control while you're fasting and don't let anyone tempt you with food.
Tempted by food. Yes, Paul?
Like, to have a strong faith, so you, like just having a strong faith is kind of like a defense.
So, the lesson that we have to learn, what you said, all are good. The lesson that we have to learn from the temptation, Jesus Christ is a role model for us, right? So he was fasting 40 days and 40 nights. 40 days and 40 nights. Are you still sleeping? Right? 40 days and 40? Very good. So what happened? The devil came to him and he was tempted him too. So for example, you start fasting in the second day. Oh my God, my stomach. Can I eat like cheese, please? Can I eat? Oh my God, this is chocolate. Oh my God, I can't stand up like that. I can't support. I can't do that. Can I eat a small piece from this chocolate? Oh my God, I don't like food. And I'm not eating a food diet. And every time I eat food, I eat falafel, I eat whatever. So a lot of temptations come to me also too. The devil, the first temptation with Jesus Christ by the devil, it's what? You remember? The first temptation. Huh? Yes.
I think it was turn the rock into bread.
Exactly. So what he said, what the devil, like, when he came to Christ, like, what he said? Oh, you are now hungry, right? Okay, I think that you need to eat now. Like exactly. Like, and he was looking to Jesus Christ in his eyes, like said, you are so hungry now. I think that you have to eat. You know what? You should be like Jesus. You should be Jesus if you are Jesus. Turn this rock to the bread and you're going to eat. You are fasting now. For example, if we have a late liturgy a little bit, or for example, your father of confession said you have to fast, for example, a few hours in the morning. So the devil comes to you. Oh, you are fasting. You are so hungry. You are so thirsty. You have to eat a little bit now. It doesn't matter 11 or 9. It's the same. So you have to eat now. It's the same temptation also too. The devil is coming to me and say like, oh, you have to eat now. You have to drink water. He says something. What's happened? Or you know what? You can eat this one, for example, like when you read the ingredients sometimes and you feel like it may contain milk. It may contain milk. So it's not, no, it's okay, I can eat it, okay. It's a temptation. All of that is temptation. All of these, what happened with Jesus Christ, that's why Jesus Christ, he was a role model and given us what will happen with us, the same. What was the second temptation? Do you remember? Yes, sir.
I'm not sure it was the second or the third, but it was the one where Jesus was like on top of Jerusalem Tower, and he the devil asked him to jump, and for his angel to carry him.
Yeah. What we should learn from this temptation? What we should learn?
God.
Don't test God, yes. Okay, so how I test God? How I test God? Yes, Mary. Yeah, Mary.
Like, sometimes saying, are you really there, God? Are you actually, like, real, living, hearing every single thought?
Good. Yes, you're doing that a lot. Yes, yes, sir.
When the devil was asking him to do something, so like in the first time he was asking to turn the stone into bread, and the third one he was asking.
Yeah, but how we tempt God, or how test God, we can say, not test God, yes.
Saying like, if you really love me, do this.
Yes, exactly. So for example, like I'm fasting, so I'm fasting now, okay? It's good. I need this, and I need that, and I need that, and I need this too. Okay, I'm fasting. God, I'm fasting. You remember that? Like, listen to me. Okay, so if I'm fasting now, you have to do for me this one, and this one, and give more, for example, this, and this. This is, I'm testing God. I'm not fasting and praying because I'm waiting something from God, except only his love. I love him. That's why I'm fasting. And the third temptation was? Yes. Yes.
If you bow down to me, I'll give you all king and queen stuff.
Do we bow to the devil?
No.
Do we bow to the devil?
No.
Can I tell you sometime yes?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. When I have my cell phone and I'm playing game on my cell phone, I'm staying on my cell phone or electronics all the day, I'm playing on my cell phone like that, for example, or Xbox, or whatever. Okay, so what I have, I'm bowing actually something different, earthly, like exactly like the devil, because something is abusing me. Right? Yes, you have something to say. Okay, this is what you want to say.
It's because like he's trying to tempt you. Don't go to church and play video games.
Yes, exactly. What else?
He's just trying to say, leave church, do this. But also, if you're playing like, games in moderation and you're still going to church, you're still studying, you're still doing chores.
To be moderate, I said that something is abusing me. For example, I'm staying all the day, the majority of the day, a lot of hours and spending hours and hours playing games, for example, I have my electronics, and I forget everything else. Or for example, I have to do this and I have to pray. During fasting, also we said that we have to cut something I like it also to. Not only chocolates, for example. Or not only, for example, like milk or cheese or eggs or something like that. That's something I like. Or for example, I'm not eating, for example, like cupcake or for example. No, it's not like that. This is one part, which we said self-control, but also we have to cut something I like it too, like for example, electronics. Oh, during fasting, I have to remember that I have to cut a little, like more hours from, if for example, I spend 5-6 hours on my electronics, I'm gonna do 2 hours, for example, instead of 6 hours. And I have to do something different also too. I have to read a book, I have to read the Bible too, and I have to go, I have to pray, I have to do something different, I have to cut a lot of things from my life. There's someone, yes. Forgot, right? Okay, yes, Adam.
So, as well, if you play more electronic, it doesn't get you more closer to the devil, but as well gets you away from God.
Exactly, I like this word too, yes.
Oh, we went to church last week. You can rest. You can play some video games. You already went to church.
Yes, exactly. Like the same. So we learned some lessons from the temptation, which is the next week. It's not this week. So this week is a treasure. We learned from the treasure, and we learned also too from temptations. Yes, Katrine.
The devil wants you to be bad and do bad things, but God wants you to turn away from your sins and turn to God.
Yes, exactly. Perfect. So every week we have to learn lesson. Yeah, Maria, you have something else? Yes. No? Okay. So every week we have to learn something different. So we learn now some lessons from the temptation, which is next week. Okay? Tomorrow we're going to continue some, go through the rest of the weeks, we're going to learn quickly some lessons also too. So we're going to stand up now all together. We're going to pray together the response, and after that we're going to pray the creed all together with loud voice. Okay? The deacons go inside from... No, Habibi. Habibi, come. No. When we go inside the altar, we have to bow before going to the altar or to go for the other side. Okay? Yes, we have. When we go inside the altar, we have to bow before going inside the altar. Yes.
The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts in Christ Jesus, our Lord.
I have sinned, my Lord Jesus, forgive me, for there is no servant without sin, nor master without forgiveness.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, for thine
Smarot and Jeffyot, name of Shiri, name Pip Melaito, Titine, I say, G. Kevo, then O. Ostemos, Tintionas.
And Sophia Theoprosumen, Kirielison, can omit me.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages. Who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried. On the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures, ascended into the heavens. He sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come.
Ishlil.
Epi prosevki stasi ti.
Esmo erene pangasi.
Ketomne matis.
Oga.